The other day, one of my dearest friends, my sister from another mister, FaceTimed me. Here's the thing. She's English, from a really interesting family. Her father is Southeast Asian from Kenya, former British colony, Southeast Asian, excuse me. And her mom was Caribbean. So again, former colony of the United Kingdom. So she's got this fabulously amazing family. She's just awesome person. And my sister from another mister FaceTimed me from Paris. The thing about this is that's where we originally met a billion years ago. I'm not even being funny. Like, it was a billion years ago. And so she's FaceTiming me as she's walking through the neighborhood that we used to like hang out in. And then she like shared the food she was eating. And it was just this amazing experience of seeing where she was at, where we used to hang out, our life from before. And she's like, you know, Michelle, we've got to do like a girls' weekend without the kids. I don't have kids. She does. But we have a couple other friends who also would be invited to this blowout girls' weekend. And I think that will be what I do for my birthday next year. So don't be shocked if I go to Europe next year. But anyway, she was teaching English as a second language to French school kids. And I was studying French as a second language and hanging out for 6 months. So I actually spent a whopping $4,000 to study at the Sorbonne, live in Paris for 6 months. That included everything, travel, fun, all the things. It was an amazing experience. I am so blessed that I got to do that. And if you wonder how I managed to do that, by the way, you'll have to ask me in person, because that's a whole story of how I managed to do all the things for $4,000. Anywho, but this conversation, like as she's walking around and just showing our former hangouts and like what we used to do and what things are right now. And it was weird because a lot of things didn't change, which is strange to me, but a lot of things didn't change. Except for the hostel. The hostel is no longer there. I think it's a private home now. But then I thought, you know, this conversation with her got me thinking about how important this friendship is to me, especially because of the longevity. And I felt like there was a moment to kind of reflect on that, but also to share my thoughts on nurturing long-time friendships with people in your life. And yeah, so we're going to talk about that. My friend is now married. She has two cute little boys. Oh my God, they're so cute. I consider them my nephews. And we're going to talk about how to nurture lifelong friendships. It's so important. The people you surround yourself with, whether they are local or abroad, the people you deal with are so, so important. Before we get into it, this show is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat, a financial retreat for financially single women to relax, talk about money from the financially single perspective. I'm super excited about this. Tickets are selling. I did decide to adjust the numbers. So originally I was like, we're going to have 100 people. And I have actually cut that number to about 50 to 65. I think that's plenty because it's not a conference, it's a retreat. So 100 people, I think it's doable, but I think that 50 to 65 is going to be cozy. It's going to be a lot more intimate in terms of just the kinds of conversations you can have. By the way, the early bird tickets end this month on July 24th. That is my birthday, by the way. So get your tickets. People have been buying them. Get those early bird tickets ASAP. If you are, if you're curious about it, have any questions, feel free to email me at michellesmoneyhungry@gmail.com, or you can go to the link to purchase your tickets. There are payment plans. So you can click on a link that directs you to a payment plan. Basically, you'll be invoiced via PayPal for two payments. So it's up to you. You can pay in full or payment plan. Do that today. The link is michellesmoneyhungry.com/ retreat. The other sponsor is Make Money with eBooks. Holy crud. I'm like so excited. This week I made $300 in passive income with an eBook. I have a couple of different eBooks out, but one in particular is doing very well. And I want to share that with you guys. I want to share the power of making passive income with content that you create. You don't have to wait for other people. There's just some things you need to know. My course, Make Money with eBooks, is on sale. $50 off until July 24th, which is my birthday. The code is birthday2019. You can go to the following link, michellesmoneyhungry.com/courses to check that out. By the way, yeah, it's my birthday month. Boop, boop, boop. I'm a Leo. Nothing about that statement should surprise you if you've met me in person. I'm very much a Leo. It's hilarious. J-Lo actually has the same birthday that I do. So I do have some grandiose ways of being, and I feel like J-Lo's a perfect person to share a birthday with. She's a little richer than me, but one day we're going to be tied. Okay. So, oh, and by the way, to get to the show notes, the actual show notes, it's michellesmoneyhungry.com/how-to-nurture-friendships. Anywho, there's this like whole thing about the five people that you surround yourself with. You know what I'm talking about. Like there's this whole thing where your income allegedly is supposed to be a reflection of those people. But I want to go a little deeper. I think that there's a possibility that the people that you're around can negatively or positively affect your money. There's no doubt about it. When I was hanging with people who spent like fish, I spent like fish. Like I didn't have someone out there to say, hey, Michelle, like this is crazy what we're doing. In fact, a really good example of this is in college. I was in college. I'll never forget this. And this is so bad. I can't even believe I'm sharing this story. So I'm in college and all of us are in this freezing cold town in upstate New York. That's all I'm going to say. We decide to go to the mall and buy some things. So all of us basically, it feels like, and it's been a while, but I feel like we all opened up credit cards that day and then spent everything on the credit cards. All of us. Okay. We bought so many things that we had to get a shopping cart because none of us had a car, which I'm trying to figure out why that would be besides the fact that several of us were obviously broke. And we took the shopping cart and put all of our bags in it and pushed it back to the college. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. That would never happen at this point in my life for a couple of reasons. One, I can finally drive. But two, I just don't shop anymore. I do like new things, but I just don't shop, especially not like that. But I wonder, like, how would my choices have changed if I had had friends who were like, hey, that's crazy. Like, why are you doing that? Anywho, something to think about. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are they positive? Are they happy? Are they neurotic? Do they worry about stuff all the time? Are they athletic? Are they joyful? Are they depressed? Take some time to assess that. And by the way, it is not normal to have friends who are always joyful, happy. You know what I mean? Like people ebb and flow with their energy. But I'm talking about like if it's a negative thing and it's always negative, you got to run away. You got to head for the hills. If they're a relatively healthy human being, keep them. Keep them in your life. But I think it's important from time to time to assess the people in your life. At the same time, you have to assess yourself. You have to do a self-assessment of what kind of person you are, what kind of life you're living, what kind of energy you're sending out into the world. Then I started thinking about, like, after this conversation with my friend, of all things, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which is like the ultimate movie about friendship. And it's funny because this is this unlikely group of girls who become lifelong friends despite their differences, and they're connected by the magic of a pair of jeans that fits all of them. Now, all of the ladies listening to this understand that a pair of jeans that fits everyone is magic. Like, there's no way around it. There's no way around it. In fact, me trying on jeans is one of the most painful things I can do, even though I love jeans. Okay. Jeans and bikini shopping are painful. I like both of them, but they're painful. So to have that magical pair of jeans that everyone can wear, I just love that movie. Anywho, but for me, I'm talking about this movie because I feel like my relationships, my friendships have a magical quality to them. And there's a couple of reasons why. The first one is usually my friendships have occurred over a shared special experience. So an example of that would be all of my friends from FinCon, which is a community of people who geek out about personal finance and like all things money, but not like greed is good, but like change your life and live a better life kind of way. I have so many dear, amazing friends from that community. I can't even list all the names. What I can say is they've changed my life for the better. They've supported me in my vision for myself. They've encouraged me in more ways than they could ever know. There have been moments where they've lifted me up when I was down. I'm feeling a little, you can hear the emotion. So the FinCon people, love them dearly. There's my friend Cassandra Descent, who I want to always call Cassandra Descent, but it's Descent. And she is in FinCon as well as Sandy Smith. My dear friend Michelle Poe, who I don't get to see enough, but she's like living this fabulous life. If you guys are familiar with Pro Tandem, she's like a big deal in that world. But I've known Michelle forever because she was a part of a program that I did called Up With People. And so all of my Up With People girls, Carolyn and just Kristen and Molly and just, I don't know, the list goes on. So I've got these amazing friends from this amazing experience called Up With People. And basically what Up With People is, I'm going to share what it was at the time that I was in it. It was an international intercultural program where we traveled around the world. We performed a musical. We did volunteer service in the different towns that we stayed in, and we lived with host families for a year. So I ended up going to Norway and Japan with my group, as well as 21 states. And it was just the most amazing experience. Like, I can't express how amazing this experience was. I can say amazing like seven more times. And the crazy thing about the Up With People is I hear from them basically every single day. So I'm on a text thread with some of the girls, and we hear from the girls and guys, of course, but specifically there's a text thread with some of my closer friends. Some of them come through Colorado. I always see people when they come through Colorado. It's a big thing for me to connect with people in person. If they are here, if I can manage to do it, I always do. There are the people from the time that I worked at the university who are amazing. One just got engaged, and I'm just so excited for her. It's just a blessing. Also, just some of those random connections. I had random connections where one of my friends, I'd known her before, and then we basically got stranded on a bus during a blizzard for 8 hours between Boulder and Denver with other people, and all of us were eating Twizzlers and peeing outside. It was very intense. Yes, this is Colorado life. So we reconnected literally, like I hadn't seen her for 5 years. And so I'm looking at her and I'm like, I know you. She's like, oh my God, I totally know you. And so we end up, because we're, you know, trapped for 8 hours on a bus. It looked like the zombie apocalypse. Like, people basically abandoned their cars, which is crazy, walked away from their cars in giant drifts of snow to get home. By the time our bus driver was able to free our bus, this is a bus, okay? We were the only vehicle driving on the highway of Denver, Colorado for, I think it was like 15 miles. We were the only vehicle. I finally get to downtown. We get downtown and I'm running in thigh deep snow to get to the light rail. And I actually make the light rail with 1 minute to spare. That's a story for another day. But my point is, I'd known this girl before and we'd lost touch, right? And then we reconnected during this crazy freaking storm. And now she, and this was years ago, now she's a mom of three cute little kids. She just had one a year ago. He's about 8 months right now. And it's just crazy, like somehow you reconnect with people too. In order to nurture these friendships though, there's certain things you kind of have to do. So the first thing is be the friend that you want to be. Typically, you're going to connect with like-minded people with this approach because you're going to send that energy out. Value your friendship. How do you show up? Like, are you present when you're with your friend? Like, are you listening to what they're saying? Are you hearing concerns, things where they're talking about happiness, whatever? Like, are you there? I would say that it's very important, and I've made this mistake. You have to be very clear about financial boundaries and avoid at all costs, avoid borrowing money from friends. Just don't do it. Just please, for the love of God, don't do it. Also, don't be that cheap friend. So if you are going to, if you have friends who have a lot more money than you do, and you are going out for the night, have a budget, have cash, and be very clear about how that whole thing is going to happen. So I'm fortunate. I have a lot of friends who are like doctors and engineers, and on and off, I've been broke as I've grown my own online business, right? And the cool thing is, if we go out, like what I'll do is I'll figure out what I'm going to get, have the cash, have the tip, you know, everything's good. I've never, ever, ever had a problem with my friends with tips and things like that. We don't do that weird thing where everyone pays equally. No, that's stupid. What we do is we pay for what we ordered. Everything's good. Sometimes one person's doing like credit card hacking and we'll give the cash to them because they're paying with their card, whatever. But, you know, with finances, be very careful with your friends because you never know what's happening behind the scenes. Don't fight the natural ebb and flow of the friendship. Sometimes friendships fade out because just sometimes things change. People move, life happens, babies come, divorces, marriages, like whatever it is. Sometimes there's an ebb and flow. Like I said, I had the one friend that, you know, kind of flowed out. Like we hadn't seen each other for years. And then we reconnected randomly, trapped on a bus. Sometimes it's just time for that friendship to end, and that's really hard. Don't hold on to those friendships because you're afraid of what's happening. Just sometimes that's just how it goes. It's hard, but sometimes you just have to let people go. If they're meant to come back, they will. And you may also be that person. So just, you know, think about it that way. Be supportive. So support your friends and what they do, even when you're like, I do not understand what they're doing. Just support them. Let them dream. I think in this world, it can be really hard because dreamers a lot of times get shot down, whether it's working for yourself or being a dancer or becoming a doctor, whatever it is. Be the friend who's like, I believe that you can, because people love that friend. And be genuine about that. Don't ever, ever, ever badmouth their partner, even when they deserve it and when you should. People typically just don't want to hear about what their partners are up to. They don't want the feedback. I mean, I 100% believe this. Most people don't want to hear about what their boo is doing. Just support them. Don't say anything. I wanted to say a bad word, but I'm not going to. And just support your friend. They may be in a relationship that is not positive, and all you can do is care for them, you know? And I mean, like, just be there for them. And, but you just can't say anything about their person because people just don't listen until they're ready to listen. So you can't come up to them and be like, I need to tell you about your guy, right? They have to come to you in order for you to even say anything. And then you still have to be careful. So just saying. Prioritize in-person time, even if they live far from you. So when my friends are coming through Denver, it's a non-negotiable, if I can be there, that I will be there to spend time with them. I've had, I'm really lucky because so many people come through Denver for some reason, but I had a friend, I had a couple friends this year already come through town. We hung out. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't like for 5 days in a row. It was like a couple hours. That was what we could do. But it really helped to reconnect us and re-energize us. And typically it feels like just like yesterday, like no time has passed since the last time we hung out. So you have to prioritize in-person time, whether they live in your town or not. Texting them all the time is not friendship. It's just texting. Showing up, that's different. If you stay in their house, so this is a big one. So if you stay in their house, make sure that you are an amazing guest. Don't let your friends feel like you're taking their generosity for granted or taking advantage of them. I have an acquaintance who just had this experience where a lifelong friend totally made her feel used. And actually, when she described the situation, I wasn't surprised that she felt that way because I would have felt that way. My acquaintance basically took time off to host this friend. She got groceries, things like that. Just really took care of them because this is a lifelong friendship. This friend brought her child with her. So it was going to be this big celebration, hanging out with their kids, in the house, saving them a lot of money on hotel, food, all that kind of thing. This friend basically never said thank you, which is huge. Like, what? They didn't contribute to the groceries. Like, they didn't even leave a gift card or something. They didn't help out or clean. Like, it just left my friend feeling yuck, like really yucky. Don't be that person. Don't accidentally do that. If you're distracted by life, write a list of things before you go visit that person to make sure that you don't forget. If you're visiting a friend overseas, I've had this happen. I went overseas. In emails prior to that, like months out, I had said, hey, I will stay in an Airbnb. And I looked back at the emails to make sure that I said this. I literally did. I was like, I know this is a long period of time because I'm going to be far, you know, this is a big trip that I'm doing. And I know that you're going to have me house sit for part of the time while you're gone. But when you return, you know, are you sure that this is okay? Ended up that somehow there's miscommunication, even though it was like emailed and we had confirmed everything. I think my friend at the time just had life going on. In retrospect, I should have like quadruple checked this, but because they had said it was okay at the time, I wasn't worried about it. We end up having an issue and her fiance was like, she has to leave. Even though I wasn't there with them, it was like it was so bizarre. It was very upsetting. So because of this experience, I would say if you're staying with friends overseas, if they have a significant other, I don't think this would have been an issue if she hadn't had the significant other. If they have a significant other, quadruple check everything. So my other friend in Europe, not a problem. Her husband's like my brother from another mother. They hosted me when they got married. Like, it was just insane, like how generous they were, but not everyone's like that. Okay. And sometimes you just have to kind of go with the flow and understand that some people have different boundaries. Sadly, this person and I are no longer friends because I just felt so insulted and like just so shocked. Because when I host people, I'm like the other girl that I mentioned. I get groceries. I take you around. Like, it's just a pleasure. And it was an experience that I hope no one ever has, because it was just terrible. It was terrible. I cried on and off for a year. If I thought about it too hard, I would cry. So anyway, don't miscommunicate and don't be that guest. So there you go. Finally, just have fun with your friend. Do funny things. Have adventures. Enjoy their company. That is it for today's show. Make sure you share, subscribe, like. I've also included links to Waiting to Exhale and Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. So if you have Prime, click on those, especially because Prime Day is coming. And I hope that you are nurturing your friendships, being the best friend that you can be, and that you're having a beautiful day. Take care. Bye.